The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today it is Monday, March 8th, 2021, and we have some nice weather outside. It's sunny. It's looking good, like always, but I have another guest on my show today. He was the intern here at WKTV that helped launch my second season of my podcast, and he also designed the logo that you see on this, that we see on the screen. And he's been teaching Mindy on how to run the cameras and edit the shows, and we're all great, and we're grateful for him. So he's the first guest on my show today. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Matt Main. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm very excited to have you here on my show. So do you have a history of being around folks with disabilities? And how did you find your experience working with me?
So I kind of had a short history with working with people with disabilities. During the third summer of my college experience, I was searching for a job, and I found a local job helping with transportation with people with disabilities. I thought it might be a good experience, given that I never really had any direct contact with those kinds of people before then. So I took the job. It was a surprising experience. I wasn't necessarily working directly with them as I would have thought I did, but I did have enough interactions with them to think that I think a lot of my viewpoints when it comes to people with disabilities have changed dramatically to the point where I view them in a completely different light. Working with you also kind of brought a different light into it, because before then, it was mainly people helping people get jobs, get interviews, set them up for real-world experiences. You, however, already have this idea of what you want to do. You want to go into radio. You want to run your own podcast. And I was very excited to be part of that dream. So I am very happy that I got to share that experience with you and that I got to meet such a creative individual such as yourself.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what? It sounds like you've gotten a lot of good interaction out there with folks with disabilities, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I sure have. I wish I could remember some of their names right now, because they seem to be slipping from my head, but I personally enjoyed interacting with every single one of them back when I was working with them. So if they're ever watching right now, I surely hope that they are doing their best right now.
All right, cool. Now, if I remember correctly, Matt, last year when you came here as an intern, I think you offered to help out with the show, launch my second season, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
All righty. So why did it feel... Hold on, let me go back. I'm just checking my recorder.
Go for it.
Just a second. Why did you feel it was important to share your experiences on my show today, and why?
I think it's important to openly share experiences with people with disabilities, because I think there's this natural stigma that people have with disabilities where it's viewed as something completely different. It's viewed as something, you know, something that people might not enjoy being around. But because of the experiences that I've gotten, I think that stigma needs to start going away. And I think it's going away slowly, because people are starting to be more openly accepting towards those people. So I think sharing those experiences will help people try to think, like, maybe they know someone with a disability and they've sort of seen them in maybe a different light than I have. So maybe sharing those experiences will maybe adjust their viewpoint or change how they interact with someone in the best possible way.
But also when interacting people, sharing their experiences in a positive way too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you got to have that experience, and you
You got to have that experience because you can't say that you've changed unless you've actually done it.
I know, right? Because how are you going to do it if you didn't do it?
Yep, absolutely. I fully agree with that.
Well, thank you very much. But that's really amazing, man. Because last year, I mean, we've had a good time and
very much had
sharing your experiences.
Absolutely.
If I remember correctly,
you're absolutely correct. Don't worry.
No, I'm not going to. But when you mentioned about shining the light, were you mentioning on shining a light that's bright? No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm just joking.
Don't worry. Hmm? We're here to have a good time, so.
Well, of course. But I feel like it's important to share my experiences too.
Absolutely.
So what would you like the general public to understand about the community of people with disabilities?
I think the one lesson I can tell the general public about people with disabilities is that they are very much special, but they're special, I think, in a more positive way than most people think. I know I'm probably repeating myself a lot of the times, but I think people with disabilities can have this like gift that most people don't. And I think we need to start accepting that, and we need to start bringing that out more. And so that's probably the best lesson I can give.
Right. Hey, you know what? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure you were very much pushed towards radio, especially since that was your ideal dream to be on, and people were very much looking forward to helping you with that dream.
Well, I was, you know, Matt, with that, I mean, I wasn't forced into it, but I realized that I have the ability, and I realized I have the voice for radio and being on the radio and maybe having a podcast, and I have a podcast here, so... I thought, well, why don't I maybe do radio or something and get maybe communications?
Yep, and you had a lot of people to help you support that dream.
Yes, and I did. I've had Mindy help me get to where I am today. But you helped her run the cameras. You taught her how to do it.
I helped her with a lot of things, and I'm very much happy to give that help whenever I need to.
Yeah, but not a lot of people don't. I mean, like, when they need to connect themselves to the community of people with disabilities, they've got to learn how to work with people with disabilities. Like, for example, for a guy like me. Since I'm the one with visually impaired, if I'm working with somebody, I would tell them on what to do and how to do it. Like, for example, like maybe like take someone's arm, like go sighted guide. Mm-hmm. So that's what Mindy and I have been working on. So that's, we've been working on connecting with the community.
Absolutely.
Going to different places and everything else too.
Sounds like a great time.
It certainly does. Mm. Yes. I'm just checking my recorder. And my fourth question for you. Let me see, just a second. I'm just checking my, just hold on. Let me try again. There we go. And my fourth question for you, how would you like to use your broadcasting experiences moving forward as an independent contractor or a teacher of your skills?
Within being an independent contractor definitely has some of its perks. I think being readily available in the community as like a known figure would definitely help to broaden my expertise as that sort of thing. And it also kind of I definitely like working locally. I am a person who grew up on local television with local radio stations, with local news stations. So I have a deep affinity with that kind of stuff, and I definitely want to work towards that. As a teacher of skill, though, I think I'm going to need a bit more time, probably like about 10, 15 years more experience before I feel I think I'm ready enough to teach someone how to, you know, do this sort of thing, run cameras, run a podcast, all these sorts of things.
And also edit the shows, too.
Absolutely. Editing the show is probably something I can teach very easily. I just want more experience doing that.
I think you'll get more experience the more you do it.
Absolutely.
The more you practice, because practice makes perfect. But when you first edit a show, you got to learn, you got to get directions first on how to do it, because you don't want to screw it up.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of want the experience before I want to teach, because I want to make sure I don't bungle up my lessons in the middle of the day.
You don't want to bungle them up, because if you bungle them up, then, how are you gonna get them going if they're bungled up?
Absolutely.
You know? But with editing a show, you got to have a computer for it too.
Mm-hmm. And I think it doesn't really matter what kind of computer you use to edit, as long as I say it, if it's powerful enough to run an editing software in its base form, then you can edit. Well, anyone can edit as long as they get the experience to do it. So it's more about teaching the tricks of the trade rather than teaching someone how to edit.
Right. But you know what? When you edit, it takes time for you to learn the tools. And maybe you can teach somebody with special needs or visual impairment on how to maybe edit it or something.
That would be an interesting accomplishment, and I'd be more than willing to take that challenge.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a challenge, but you'll get to the challenge.
Yep, absolutely.
Because when you started here, Matt, you were, like I said, like and like I mentioned this during my introduction. Like you've been teaching Mindy on how to run the cameras, mm-hmm. and edit the shows.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I think she's doing a great job.
She's doing a great job.
She's getting better. Mm-hmm. But it takes time. But the more you do it, the more practice you get out of it. But practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect.
Yep. And excuse me. And Matt, I can't thank you enough for helping me launch my second season of my show last year in 2020.
You're very much welcome, Joe. And I'm very much to be proud of that path.
Hey, it's my pleasure, my friend. And my last question for you, Matt. Here we go. Now that you've graduated from school and you've finished your internship, but I know all of us have been asked this in our lives before. We've been asked this question before. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now?
5 to 10 years, I see myself being maybe like an assistant or lead editor in maybe like a big production company or a small-time production company. So basically being their lead editor, helping out with post-production stuff and that sort of thing. Maybe also running cameras and being part of a live production. But I think right now I'm definitely still working towards that goal. But right now I'm also taking up independent jobs just so that I can have that experience under my belt. So that whenever I get hired, I'm going in with the most amount of experience and on-hand experience that I can.
All right, cool. So when you mentioned the production company, what production company would you like to maybe work for?
There's one that I'm researching into back in my hometown of Saginaw, which is where I also got the first job I had with people with disabilities. I'm looking into them right now. Their name is slipping, but they are very much looking for people, or very much partial to people from that area. So I think I might have a good shot just based on that alone.
You know what? It sounds like you'll have a good shot at it.
Absolutely.
But I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. But if you pick the production company, whatever company you choose, if you like it, keep working at that company.
Absolutely.
And when you mention about editing, so if you were to edit for a company, you could probably pick a TV company or a TV studio or a radio studio too.
I absolutely could. I very much enjoyed doing podcasting since I interned at WKTV. I'm still working on a podcast with a couple people right now, and my experiences with the Joe Show and that podcast have sort of opened my eyes to podcasting, so who knows, maybe I actually might start one up on my own.
Hey, you know what? I think you could probably start one up on your own.
If you believe I can, then I think I have the motivation to do it.
I think you can do it.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
But, because with podcasting, you need equipment to do it and edit shows too, but it depends on how much space you have for a computer.
It might be like a podcast I do on my desk in my spare time. So I have my own mic, I have my own audio equipment, so things should be fine there.
Hey, you know what? If it works out for you, Matt, then I think you should have no problem.
Thank you.
So sounds like you took a lot of steps to be an intern here at WKTV.
I very much did, yeah.
Oh, cool. So you took like 4 steps?
About 4 or 5, yeah. if we're literally counting the amount of steps, then I think I took a lot. I think I took a bit than a few more. So,
well, you know what? I was guessing. Probably about 4 or 5 steps, but it was a good guess, though.
It was a good guess, yeah.
So when you mentioned I'm working transportation with disabilities, correct?
Yes, I did.
So transportation. You mean like the GO bus or the city bus?
It's a bit of an explanation. So when I was working with this company, they needed someone who knew how to run a transportation software. So like planning out routes on where to go, on where to take these consumers just on their daily exercises. So I was mainly in charge of that. Outside of that, I was mainly kind of like a impromptu intern, but I think the transportation thing was probably my proudest achievement of that.
Well, it sounds like it was the proudest, if I pronounced it correctly. for someone with visually impaired, whenever they got to go to work or go out do their daily routines or they're going to work, they got to take transportation. But I take GO bus for an example. So that's what I do. But thank you so much for being on my show today, Matt. It was a real pleasure. It was fun to have you here on my show.
It was a real pleasure to be on here too.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I hope to have you here back on my show in the future.
That would be cool.
Hey, no problem. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
I think the final message I want to give out is be open to different kinds of people. That's really the best way I could put it. I can't really go more into detail about that. Just be open to different kinds of people.
Well, you gotta get open up to people and make new friends out in the community.
Somewhere.
You do, because if you're not gonna start somewhere, how are you going to get somewhere?
Yep, absolutely.
But it's hard to open up to new people, but it takes time.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time.
But give it time. It'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Give it time and I think there'll be a strong bond there.
Yep, pretty much. Is there anything else you would like to maybe say?
I think that's it, actually. So
I guess this has been a half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right. Well, thanks for being on here.
No problem.
All righty. Well, that concludes today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And I hope you all enjoyed this episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And if you did, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below, and also leave a rating and a review. And you can also find my show on The Whole Picture Podcast, and it's on Facebook. And you can find my show on Stitcher, and you can find it on anchor.fm. And you can also find my show on Spotify. And my show, it's on, and my show airs on WKTV channels, Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I will see you all next week, Monday, for next week's episode. And please take care of yourself and others. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.